Welcome back to the O-Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit the bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. Today, we're going to have a brief yet poignant conversation about Drew McIntyre, the Money in the Bank briefcase, and why his failed cash-in was the best possible outcome for that gimmick. So, right off the bat, I've never liked the Money in the Bank briefcase. I don't find the gimmick all that interesting. I think it's been diluted mostly. Let me back up. The Money in the Bank briefcase is a fine gimmick. I like the match. I like the idea of having this, you know, this kind of specter in the world championship title picture. It's like, oh, we have to really worry about whether or not this person's going to cash in on us or not, and all that good stuff. But over the years, the briefcase has been treated poorly. I think one of the worst cash-ins that people like to bring up was Austin Theory cashing in for the U.S. title and losing. It was a bad look for the briefcase. Not so much Austin Theory, because again, it's when you think of kayfabe and you think of, you know, if you really understand the business, you know why they gave up the briefcase in that, because they didn't know what to do with Austin Theory and the briefcase. At the time, Roman Reigns was still champ. There was no World Heavyweight Championship to cash in on, and the largest title on Raw was the U.S. title. So cashing in on that made not the most sense, but for Austin Theory's character, who was not going to beat Roman Reigns, it made the most sense. And they needed to get that briefcase off of him because he was not the guy who was going to win a world title at the time. So, but what it did was it diluted and it kind of marred the Money in the Bank briefcase for me. When Damian Priest won it, I think the year that he held it was fine. It became just like another gimmick for him to hold and say, you know, I'm Money in the Bank guy. But then they kept teasing this cash-in where he would not be able to do it. The ref wasn't looking or whatever the case may be. He always failed to cash it in. Not failed to win the match. He failed to cash it in, which again, scratch some of that shine off the briefcase. And I kept saying, Damian Priest holding that briefcase for so long, it was a depreciating value, right? He with every failed attempt to even get the briefcase in the hands of the ref was one, you know, stroke against that briefcase. Now, they kind of made up for it when he cashed in at WrestleMania. It was a great moment for him. It furthered a storyline, which we'll get into in a little bit. And it gave Seth a chance to go heel. And you know, it did a lot of things. Damian Priest's cash-in actually did a lot for the title picture at the time. Even now, it's still doing quite a bit. Drew McIntyre winning the briefcase, cashing in within, you know, an hour, and losing was the best possible scenario for that title run, for that briefcase run. Now, I know what you'll say. Oh, you know, they could have given it to Jey Uso, or they could have given it to LA Knight finally, or they could have given it, you know, they could have done a number of different things to make the briefcase, you know, worth it. Because, you know, everyone wanted LA Knight to have the briefcase so that he can cash in and potentially become a champ. That's all well and good. The problem is that there are too many main event stories going on. Very compelling, very strong main event stories going on right now surrounding the World Heavyweight Championship and Cody Rhodes' Undisputed Championship that completely negate the Money in the Bank briefcase. So if LA Knight would have won, there's no way they're going to have him go over on Cody. One, because they're both babyfaces, and two, because Cody is locked in this bloodline feud with Solo, who, you know, is eventually going to have to go up against Roman, and then they'll have some sort of championship thing going on with the three of them or whatnot. Randy Orton is waiting in the wings to challenge Cody for a legacy type deal. There's a lot of elements within Cody's story that keep LA Knight out of that bracket. Then they're not going to have LA Knight cash in the briefcase on Logan Paul. That makes no sense. It makes way more sense for him to continue his story with Logan Paul and win the championship organically from Paul and become your U.S. championship, your U.S. champion. So that's out. Jey Uso remains main event Jey Uso, but I do not think he's ready to hold the title. I did think he was when it came to Roman. I said many times, Jey Uso should have beat Roman at WrestleMania. Regardless, it was Cody Rhodes. I stand by what I said. I still think it would have been an amazing moment. But now he's kind of taken a back seat and he's firmly within the IC championship realm. That being said, he needs to get into a feud with either Sami Zayn or whoever ends up beating Sami Zayn for the title. I think it's going to be after Sami. I don't think Jey Uso is going to face Sami for that title. But whoever, whatever heel beats Sami for that title, then it's Jey Uso's turn to come in and be the babyface to dethrone that heel. Everyone else in the match was kind of whatever. Andrade was definitely not going to win because, again, I still don't know what his motivation or momentum is in this company right now. And Carmelo Hayes is too young, and I don't think he has the pedigree to carry that briefcase, unlike Tiffany Stratton, who is just as young, but way more, you know, over and capable, I would say, on the mic and in, not even in the ring, just on the mic and to get over with the fans than Carmelo is at the moment. So that leaves Drew, who was the perfect choice, obviously, because him winning the briefcase, going in, cashing it in, and then getting jumped by Punk and then losing furthers their feud. Right now, CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre is one of the most hotly anticipated matches in WWE. They're waiting for CM Punk to get cleared so that he can take on Drew McIntyre. And with every layer that they place on top of this feud, the more fuel is added to the fire for their match. It's going to be a kicker, a kick-ass match regardless. And they're doing business. Whenever Punk shows up, business goes up. Despite if you, you know, whether you like him or not, he draws. He draws fans. He draws, you know, media attention. And I've become a Punk fan, not a Punk wrestling fan. I love Punk when he's just being him on the mic or in a vignette or whatever, enjoying his time as you know, a WWE superstar. He's doing work. The highlight of that championship match between Damian and Seth was Drew cashing in, CM Punk crashing the party, beating up Drew, costing Drew and Seth their championship match. Damian once again eking out a win. This whole thing serves the Money in the Bank briefcase cash in served as a catalyst for a number of stories to move forward, to gain momentum, to get richer. Drew's gone ballistic. Seth now is back in the orbit of CM Punk, which he was supposed to be before WrestleMania. They were supposed to have their WrestleMania match and Punk got hurt. Now they're pulling Seth back into the orbit of CM Punk. That's more money to draw between those two. Now we further the storyline of Damian Priest unable to win a championship on his own and his kind of split from damage control, from Judgment Day, or their kind of friction now that he keeps elevating himself above them but remains unable to get a win on his own. So many stories moved forward. Kernels of new stories were planted. The fire of this Drew McIntyre CM Punk story continues, and it elevates Drew because, again, Drew is doing the best work of his career right now. He's fantastic on the mic. He's incredible in the ring. The man can cut social media promos like nobody's business. He's over with the fans. He has motivation. He thinks he's the good guy when he is the bad guy. Drew is, if nothing else, wrestler of the year for me. And this failed cash-in just propels him even further in that storyline. So I see people online saying that it was a waste of a cash-in. You have to think of it in terms of a story. Just because you win the briefcase doesn't mean you should get the title. It means it furthers a story. What do you think of Drew's cash-in? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you, and don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.